Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the Seva Teerth complex in Delhi, which will house his new office. In his very first set of decisions after shifting to Seva Teerth, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved PM Rahat scheme, doubling of target of Lakhpati Didis to 6 crores, Agriculture Infrastructure Fund doubled to 2 lakh crore rupees, and Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi signed important files relating to important decisions for farmers, women, youth and vulnerable citizens. Mr. Modi's first decisions from Seva Teerth reflect a spirit of Seva and touch every section of the society. Under the PM Rahat scheme, accident victims will get cashless treatment of up to 1.5 lakh rupees, ensuring that no life is lost due to lack of immediate medical help. The Prime Minister has approved the Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees for the next wave of innovation to power India's innovation ecosystem, especially in deep tech, early stage ideas, advanced manufacturing and breakthrough technologies. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Home Minister Amit Shah have described the unveiling of Seva Teerth by Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a historic moment. The first phase of the budget session concluded today. Both Houses of Parliament will reassemble for the second phase on the 9th of next month after a three-week recess. The first part of the session had begun on the 28th of last month with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both the houses. The second phase will continue till the 2nd of April. In the Lok Sabha, on the final day of the first phase of the session today, when the House met after the adjournment at 12 noon, several ministers laid papers related to their ministry on the table. After that, presiding officer Santhiya Ray adjourned the House for a recess to meet again next month. In the Rajya Sabha, proceedings during both zero hour and question hour were conducted smoothly on the final day of the first phase of the budget session today. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the upper house, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, continuous efforts are being made to address every problem faced by the farmers across the country.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi recognized the problems of farmers and conceptualized more than 1 lakh crore rupees under the Agriculture Infrastructure Fund to build infrastructure for safely storing farmers' produce. This was a historic decision. As a result, the post-harvest losses of crops, fruits and vegetables have reduced by 5 to 15%.
Us nuksan mein 5 se leke 15% tak ki kami aayi.
Later, the upper house too was adjourned for the recess to meet again next month. The government has approved the export of 25 lakh metric tons or LMT of wheat along with an additional 5 LMT of wheat products to stabilize domestic markets and ensure remunerative returns to producers. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that this decision was taken after a comprehensive assessment of the current availability and price scenario. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Bangladesh Nationalist Party Chairman Tariq Rehman and congratulated him on the remarkable victory in the Bangladesh elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he conveyed his best wishes and support in Mr. Rehman's endeavour to fulfil the aspirations of the people of Bangladesh. Prime Minister Modi said that as two close neighbours with deep-rooted historical and cultural ties, he reaffirmed India's continued commitment to the peace, progress and prosperity of people of both the nations. On the occasion of World Radio Day, a national level special program is being jointly organized today in Raipur, the capital of Chhattisgarh, by Akashvani and UNESCO. The program was inaugurated by Chief Minister of Chhattisgarh, Vishnu Deo Sai. India wrapped up the Asian Shooting Championships 2026 campaign in New Delhi with 7 medals on the final day to take their overall tally in senior rifle and pistol events to 33, including 13 gold, 11 silver and 9 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.